Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, 2010, January 15th. I am telling the date out of order because it's more exciting and futuristic. Anyway, a lot of great stuff going on this week, a lot of not so great stuff going on this week. If you're a comedy dork like I am, this is the single greatest week in history because some amazing stuff goes on late night on the networks. And I'll tell you about some of that in a little bit. But first, let's go to movies. Last week at the box office, Avatar was number one with $50.3 million. It's actually on its way to be the number two movie of all time for sure. Number one, maybe, who knows. Sherlock Holmes was number two, $16.6 million. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, $16.6 million. Daybreakers was $15.1 million. And It's Complicated was number five with $11 million. New this week, your new movies. The Book of Eli, Fish Tank, The Spy Next Door, and in limited release, something called 44-inch chest, which probably isn't nearly as fun as it sounds. Your news. Ghostbusters 3. Ivan Reitman has confirmed he will be directing the 2011 movie. Terminator. Lionsgate supposedly put in a bid to buy the flailing franchise, and reportedly it was to the tune of $15 million, which for licensing rights alone probably isn't too bad. Jurassic Park 4 has been confirmed to be in the works by would-be director Joe Johnston. He's going to do Wolfman. No details on the script have been given other than it's going to be somehow different than the first three, and that it may be the first of a new trilogy of Jurassic Park films, which worked so well for Terminator. Pixar's John Carter of Mars, a live-action movie, and news broke that Bryan Cranston has been tapped to appear in it. So other things to know about it are it's going to be PG-13 and include Thomas Hayden Church and Willem Dafoe. How can you go wrong? Dune. MTV Movies blog reported that Dune will be directed by the director of Taken, Pierre Morel. It's going to be the first Frank Herbert sci-fi book. Spider-Man has been announced that they're going to reboot it. Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire are out for the fourth film. Tobey Maguire is pushing 35, so it makes sense. You don't really want him as a teenager. But yeah, Mark Webb is reported to be one of the people in talks to make the new movie. And he last did 500 Days of Summer. St. John of Las Vegas is coming out in limited release later this month, and it has Steve Buscemi and Sarah Silverman. I'm sold. Jimmy Kimmel this week, on his show Jimmy Kimmel Live, did an entire show in makeup and in character as Jay Leno of the Jay Leno Show on ABC, or rather NBC. It was hilarious. I don't know what to say other than check it out on YouTube. He demanded that everyone applaud his jokes. The band basically played music to every sentence he said. And it was just an incredible experience. It's a real classic TV moment. Whenever they do a Jimmy Kimmel retrospective down the road, this has to make the cut. It's fantastic. Also this week, the joint Discovery Channel Hasbro cable network has been announced, as far as its name goes. It will be called The Hub. Yes, really. It launches this fall, and it's going to replace the Discovery Kids channel. The Guild, a popular internet program, is making the jump to comics via Dark Horse. Issue number one comes out in April. Conan O'Brien, if you do or don't know, I don't know how much you pay attention to this stuff, there's going to be a huge late-night shakeup because there's a lot of fights going on, and the one thing it seems to be pretty sure right now is that no one really knows what's going to happen, but everyone seems to make Jay Leno the bad guy in this role. What's going on is that the late night lineup for NBC is going to change because the 10 p.m. Jay Leno show is not doing so great in the ratings, but it's doing pretty good. And the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien is not doing number one in the ratings, and Jeff Zucker at NBC is pretty unhappy. So he's saying something to the tune of, let's put a half an hour of Jay Leno on after the news, and then at 12:05 we'll put the Tonight Show on, so, you know, on the next day we'll have the Tonight Show, and then Fallon and everybody gets pushed back another 30 minutes. And there's a lot of brouhaha going on now. Rumors are going around that Conan's going to go to Fox, or Conan's just going to quit, or Jay might even be considering quitting. But no one really knows right now. The only thing we know for sure is that there's going to be some sort of hiatus before the Olympics, most likely a week from today. And it's entirely possible Conan O'Brien will not come back from this hiatus, but we don't know yet. There's also a rumor going around that Jay already signed a contract to retake The Tonight Show. And I'm very interested in seeing what's going to go on because I love late-night comedy. I watch stuff every night, so cross your fingers and hope it stays interesting because all of the other comics are having a field day with this, and some of the best material in a long time, is being re-aired and created out of this whole scenario, which is fantastic. Toy news. That was stupid. Anyway, toy news. DC Universe from Mattel. The latest wave is hit. Desaad, Dr. Midnight, Spectre, Mary Batson, Eclipso, Metal Men, and Copperhead are all out now, if you know where to look. At Entertainment Earth, we just got those in. Solid pack cases are available of the individual figures. So if you just want to get one or two guys, you can do that. If you're a store, you can order by the box. And the Build-A-Figure for this wave is Darkseid, one of Jack Kirby's most famous creations. Well, actually, that's not true. One of Jack Kirby's many creations, and one of the many figures in Superpowers in the 1980s. The Michelle Obama action figure has been released. The Star Wars news. This is pretty exciting. In issue number 151 of Toy Fair and on the Wizard Universe website, they announced the Fans' Choice winner. Basically, last year, Hasbro said to all the Star Wars fan websites, give us your top 30 most wanted Star Wars characters, and we're going to take all of your choices and compile a big list of 30. And from that list, we're going to let fans vote on it, and the number one winner is going to get made as a figure. And the winner is Bastila Shan from Knights of the Old Republic. Runners-up were Jocasta Nu from Attack of the Clones and the Clone Wars, Darth Cadis from the Star Wars Legacy novels, Darth Plagueis, mentioned in the Revenge of the Sith, and generally unseen. It's really interesting if fans voted for this guy because it's basically San Hill, the banking clan guy from Attack of the Clones with a robe on. Really hasn't done anything in any of the stories, but there you have it. And number five, which was one I voted for, was Jaxxon, which is a the Lepus Carnivus from the original Star Wars Marvel comics. It's a big green rabbit that eats meat and kind of speaks with a Yosemite Sam accent. So I would very much like to have one of those. But don't worry if you don't know who most of them are, because really no one does. But hey, that's exciting stuff, and that's some new news. Hot Wheels Elite. The 2010 lineup has been announced. Entertainmenters.com has pre-orders, but no pictures yet of most of the vehicles. Lots of racing stuff, lots of Andretti and whatever. I don't know cars well, so I'm not going to try to lie to you and pretend that I know what any of this stuff is. But it is notable that the drummer for Pink Floyd has a car being recreated in this scale, and you might want to go check that out. Masters of the Universe. Today on MattyCollector.com, Battle Cat and Adora will be on sale. Also, if you live in Los Angeles, Gallery 1988 has an art show running with original paintings inspired by the original Masters of the Universe toy line. I'm hoping to go to it this weekend, and I'll tell you about it next week if I get there. On display at the show is the first ever appearance of Optic from the New Adventures of He-Man, which will be created as one of the Masters of the Universe Classics figures. It's an eyeball in a giant gold spacesuit, and the body is very, very similar to that of Man-E Faces, meaning we'll probably be getting a Man-E Faces in the near future. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Take note, the long-delayed replica of Captain Nemo's Nautilus submarine is coming from EFX now. It's due in March for about $1,700. Halo! McFarlane Toys released photos of a really swell deluxe armor pack. It'll allow you to have one action figure, and you can create the... where are they? I thought I wrote it down. I guess I didn't. There's four different armor suits you can make from it, but you have one figure. So it's an interchangeable, customizable guy. Pretty swell. I like it. Marvel has announced new comic packs for Secret Wars. These Wave 4 packs include Absorbing Man with Doctor Doom, The Thing with Bulldozer, and Storm with a Mohawk with Nightcrawler. Spider-Man fans, the new Hasbro 3¼-inch Spider-Man action figure line is hitting now. We had stock, we sold the first two cases, and we'll be getting more very soon. I want to snag a few of these myself because they have all kinds of crazy action features and accessories, and it looks like a lot of fun. But, you know, most of the line is Spider-Man. There's also a Green Goblin in there and a Venom in there. I don't think they're doing a Doc Ock yet, unfortunately, but that's too bad. McFarlane Toys announced they're going to do a Mrs. Claus figures from its Twisted Christmas line. EverythingMcFarlane.com has it as an exclusive. It'll be a blonde figure with a red top at $30. Venture Brothers. Not much real news on the Biff Bang Pow license for the toys, but there's a big article on it in Toy Fair number 151. If you do not have Toy Fair number 151, you can just look at biffbangpow.com. They scan the article and you can see the pictures and some neat mock-ups and stuff that will be appearing on the Venture Brothers series in the near future. They made some fake cover for Toy Fair with some fake bobbleheads that at this time are not announced to be made by Biff Bang Pow, but they are very interesting, to say the least. New at Entertainment Earth. Get DC Universe while you can. We've got Copperhead, Desaad, and more in stock now, and you spend $99 on your order, and you will spend $99 on your order. There's too much good stuff. If everything's in stock, your shipping is free. And if everything's not in stock, if at least $99 worth of your stuff's in stock, it'll ship to you free in the United States with Super Saver shipping. How can you go wrong? You can't. Or rather, you can if you wait too long and miss this amazing deal. Also, our special Entertainment Earth winter sale ends Monday. You've only got 3 days left. Check out the items. Order today. Don't miss anything, because you'll be sorry. That sounded like a threat. You'll be disappointed. That's all for this week. Since we're doing four episodes this week, I need to move this along. These are some longer shows. Anyway, I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Check out our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast. Thank you for your business. Feel free to mention that you listen to the Entertainment Earth podcast when you order. It always helps us out. And by us, I mean me. So thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.